This Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
As we get out and vote, polls are now open. They just opened about 10 minutes ago. And Kansas City, we got some important things on the ballot, including one of the biggest things is the marijuana tax. That's the first ballot question. And it'll ask voters whether or not you'll agree with an imposing additional 3% sales tax to marijuana sales within the city. These kind of taxes are known as excise taxes, similar to additional taxes put on alcohol and gas taxes. So, you got that. And, of course, you got the short-term rentals going down in Cass County. And there's a number of other important questions going on. So I just want to impose everybody, look. Get out, vote. You got plenty of time. You got until 7 o'clock tonight. It's your right. It's your choice. And, of course, you know how the old saying goes, we don't want to hear you complain if you ain't out making your voice heard at the polls. It's your opportunity to make a difference today.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Got that red flag warning. It's be a little windy. Currently, you're mostly cloudy in 53 in Olathe. Black China, who is now embracing her birth name, Angela White, opened up about her recent lifestyle changes and what led her to the point where she is now walking in her truth.
It's time for a change. This is not really who I am. Something just came over me, like the Holy Spirit came over me, and I was like, you know what? I need to figure out what's my purpose in life. Like, why am I here? Like, and the way that I was living, I was like, you know what? I don't like the way that I'm living, so I had to make a change so I could start walking into my own truth. And I feel like for me, that's very important.
OnlyFans has become so normalized. And of course, you were a big star on there. So what would you say to other young women who are, as you described, debasing themselves, degrading themselves on that platform sexually?
For me, I would honestly say if it's something that you're going through and you really just have to make the money, do it, but also to get out of it. Because to me, it's going to be a dead end. Anytime something is like fast money, it never ends well.
I'm telling y'all, man, this is real. I love this for Black China, a.k.a. Angela White. And I'm going to be honest, because I used to think that some Holy Spirit wasn't ever going to hit me. And then I lived and I got older. I used to doubt people who claimed the Holy Spirit came over them as a young adult teenager, because I almost thought it was fake. But my belief in God wouldn't allow that. But when God calls you to change and you figure out what's really important, you can't do anything about it. You cannot stop it because you don't have control. You seriously have to let God take the wheel. And that's what Black China's doing. And speaking of walking in your truth and serving your purpose, Lamar Odom shared that he is opening up addiction treatment centers to help save those battling addiction. I love that. And it just shows what you can do when you let God use you for the purpose that you were given. And maybe that's a part of Lamar Odom's purpose on this earth, is to help people fight addiction. Not to play in the NBA, not to be this celebrity, but to let God use you as a tool to help out other people. Speaking of helping out other people, Shannon Sharp is out here finalizing divorces. I'll let him tell it.
Nah, I was once dating this chick, right, Skip, and she was married, but she was getting a divorce. I wanted her. I said, you know what? I'll pay for the divorce because I believe she was the one. That's what I did. I said, why are you arguing about this? He wouldn't sign the papers. I said, why are you arguing about this little bit of money? I gave her the money. Filed the divorce because I believe if they believed in Baker Mayfield, they would do the exact same thing. I keep it 100 with y'all here, Skip, but I did that.
Man, to have that much money to where you could do that. Money changes a lot of things, including mine.
I need that money.
And some sad news to report. Marlon Wayans announced the death of his father, Howell Wayans, on Instagram over the weekend. And what a household that must have been growing up in, the Wayans household, with all them funny kids he created. Like, each and every one of his kids is extremely talented. So I'm sure that Mr. Wayans was a great father. R.I.P. Mr. Wayans was 86 years old.
motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Start what you're a little bit afraid to do and follow it through to completion. Discover a reservoir of strength you never knew you had. Then move on to another activity that brings a little more trepidation. Work your way through it and feel the reality of heightened and authentic confidence you've just created. It's easy to tell yourself you can't do something. It's a whole lot more powerful to experience that you can. The easy things to do are also easy to forget. The difficult, challenging, somewhat frightening experiences become stories you carry and treasure and share for life. Do you want a day you'll forget about tomorrow? Or would you rather create meaningful substance that will endure for years? Remind yourself that yes, you can. Then prove to yourself that it's true. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding our kids down. 656 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 80s. Right now, mostly cloudy and 51 in KCK. For all my kids, look your best, do your best. And here is your message going to school this morning.
Listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This was the report on this day from CBS News and Walter Cronkite in 1968.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck.
Today marks the 55th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And as you go to the polls this morning, or if you're thinking about going to the polls, or if you have your mind made up already that you're not going to vote, or that you think your vote doesn't matter, I'm here to tell you it does. Voting changes lives, voting changes society. Voting can make it better for us. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that was one of the things he died for, y'all. Get out and vote.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacy Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to our cousin, Stacy Shaw, attorney Stacy Shaw, that is. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. Today is one of the most magical days of the year. It is election day. So make sure you are going out to vote. First, make sure you bring in the right ID. You need to have a photo ID. That can be a driver's license, a picture non-driver's license, or a photo ID from Missouri or the state of or United States. It could also be a military ID. If you don't have one of those three things, you can still vote. You can definitely still vote. You can have these forms of identification as long as it contains your name, which has to match your voter record. It has to show your photo. It includes an expiration date. It's unexpired or it expired after the last general election date and it's issued by the United States or the state of Missouri. If you still don't have an ID, you can vote a provisional ballot. You can go home, get the ID and bring it back. If you don't bring it back, if your signature matches the provisional ballot with your voter registration signature, your vote will still count. So that is super important. Make sure you go in there and vote today. There are a lot of ballot initiatives on the ballot, super important. And if you go to sos.mo.gov, then they actually have the fair ballot initiative language. So whichever side of the issue you're on, make sure you have your ballot. Exercise your right to vote. So much is riding on the line. We're making big decisions, so make sure you go out. Text your friends, text your family. Take somebody to the poll. If you want to volunteer for a candidate, definitely do so. Do that as an act of love today for me. All right, so remember, knowledge is power. We're bringing power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:53.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Shannon Sharp and a lot of other people are still buzzing about LSU winning the NCAA Women's Championship. And, you know, people are focused. People should be focused on the victory, but instead people are focused on the controversy surrounding Angel Reese. Now, the sophomore received backlash after she hit Iowa's basketball player Caitlin Clark with the popular ring finger gesture. The gesture is a take on a WWE taunt popularized by John Cena, followed by the phrase, "You can't see me," where he would wave his hand in front of his face. So here's Uncle Shannon Sharp on Undisputed, trying to school Nick Bayless, or Skip Bayless, per usual.
This is about the portrayal of how women, we see it two different ways. 48 hours ago, when Caitlin Clark did this John Cena, it was considered swag. 48 hours later, Angel Reese does the exact same gesture, is classless. Keith Olbermann went as far as to say she was an idiot. Not just an idiot, an effing idiot. For you to stoop so low to call a college kid, a female, because she did a gesture, when you didn't say anything when Caitlin Clark did it. Skip, it's funny how America, society sees black and white. White person does the exact same gesture.
You've been caught. Yes, you. You who called this young lady those names and didn't say nothing to the other young lady from Iowa. Yeah, you got caught up. Yeah. Yeah, you know, during times like this, I'm telling you, dog, take note. Take note of how people respond during situations like this, and they'll tell you how they really feel. For real. Angel, Tell them how you really feel, though, champion.
All year, I was critiqued about who I was. I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Red flag warning, though. Currently, you are partly cloudy in 55 in Independence. You know, as it's been the past couple weeks, the Shade ain't complete without a little escape drama in the mix. And that's no different than today, as an emotional Latasha Scott took to social media and opened up about the drama with her sister Tamika Scott.
Me wanting to sing has caused so much controversy, so many allegations. And I'm like, where's all this stuff coming from? And I know that the enemy is busy. When you pray and you ask for God to bless you and to order your steps, it comes with scrutiny. It comes with peaks and valleys. And right now I'm in the valley, y'all. And y'all keep poking and y'all keep pushing and y'all keep talking. I see everything. As a wife, you know, you see everything. But with our relationship, you know, some people keep the fact that they have an open relationship quiet. They want to keep it private. But we have that. At the end of the day, do I stand beside my husband? I know, y'all think I don't know. I know everything. My husband and I, what y'all don't understand, we do have an open relationship. I don't have the answers. I found out about a $30,000 allegation when I watched TV with y'all. Did I take my sister's money? I did not. We were going through so much 10, 11 years ago together as a family. It was one of the things that, I can't lie, we were both at our lowest. We all lived with my mother. And that's something that, you know, y'all will see on the show where we say that I didn't have anywhere to live. We didn't. And we pulled through. So when you talk about 30,000 that I don't know anything about, all I said is, can we get clarity about it? Because during that time, we both were helping one another. I just need clarity. What are you seeing? What are you saying? Because I have my receipts and you have yours. But we need to sit down as sisters and not go through this.
Maybe one of Latasha's escape sisters could lend a hand, because they've been together for years. And despite their success, there have been challenges over time, especially recently. But now, Candy is setting the record straight on the group escape.
It's kind of weird, but to be honest, just three of us are doing shows together right now.
Okay.
So that would be Tamika Scott, Tiny, and myself.
Okay.
We've been doing the shows together, and Tasha, I know she's dropping a solo project now.
So she's not in the group.
I don't want to say she's not in the group. It's not like we had an official conversation.
Yeah.
We just haven't been communicating.
And Wiz Khalifa is tired of you roasting his feet. He said, y'all better stop playing with me.
I wrote a little poem. It's called Stop Making Jokes About My Feet. Stop making jokes about my feet, because that ain't funny. Y'all keep making jokes about my feet, but I got money. You ain't gonna say it to my face, but you'll talk about me when I'm gone. Your toes probably look like that too, but you got nail polish on. When I seen all those tweets, you can't imagine how I felt. I get pedicures, but my feet still dry. So don't laugh, send help.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those short-tempered, but generous, independent, and enthusiastic Aries. Some happy birthday.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Actor Robert Downey Jr. turns 58. Today would have been Heath Ledger's 44th birthday. Happy heavenly birthday then. Actress Jamie Lynn Spears turns 32. Today would have been Maya Angelou's birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to her. Jill Scott turns 51 today. Actor Eric Andre celebrating his 40th birthday. TV show host Graham Norton celebrating his 60th birthday. Soul singer Kelly Price turns 50. And TV actor David Cross turns 59. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our family in KC some happy birthdays. Shannon Taylor, Taylor Page, and KD Kelly, happy birthday. Jordan Knight, Patrice McGee, and Brandy Owen McGee, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Kendrick Griswold, Kev Loke, and Willie Pratt. Plus a special happy birthday to Doshell Colonel and everybody else born on April 4th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're back. ticket winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. What's up with it, Big? This DD.
How you feeling this morning, DD?
Feeling like I want them future tickets.
I'm going to make you work for it. Let's see who you know what you're doing, and that's my jam. Let's go.
Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah.
I do what I want. Yeah, do what I want.
Come on, Patty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to let you go with that because that's all he said in the song anyway.
You got me this morning.
You got two digital tickets, though, to go see Future Live in concert this Friday at the T-Mobile Center with special guests Don Toliver, G Herbo, Mariah, The Scientist, and Des Dior. Plus, you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 and some spring cash, all right?
All right, that's what I need.
They'll be bringing your loud pack in the T-Mobile Center. They might kick you out.
Hey, it's legal now.
Wouldn't expect nothing else from you, DD. Tell Kansas City what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town.
KPRS Hot 103 Jams in the Morning Grind. And don't forget to field goal kick that Z.
Outstanding.
Your first choice to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash starts.
Yeah, yeah.
With Hot 103 Jams.
What a money reside.
You know what it is. It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.